The key thing that I'm thinking and feeling very strongly about lately is ensuring I don't spiral into the doldrums because of the circumstances around us. And I think I need to use and I need to remember the platform I have, and I suppose the position I have in this particular conversation that we're having this morning with you, not to be the person leading us down the spiral. I managed to light a fire nice and early before my lights went out yesterday, and it made such a difference to my load shedding experience in terms of, you know, you're sitting in the blackness, but there is light. And I felt a reminder, and I sent it out on social media, and it seemed to resonate quite a bit, to say, you know, chin up. We are going to make it through this. We will. And they will not win. We are 60 million. And yes, it's hurting. It hurts. And I'm not saying be apathetic. And I'm not saying take it lying down. But we're going to make it through this. There are very clear, systematic imbalances that can be corrected. With the right people in place and with the wrong people taken out of the place, please. But that takes citizenship. That takes us recognizing how powerful we are and how powerful we are. Psalm. The bickering has to stop. Group to group. If there's one thing that ties us together, it's I don't want to pay a rand more for petrol every day. And I sure as hell barely have the bandwidth to add to that. The ANC is a gang of a couple of 100,000 members committed to thuggery. We're 60 million. I'm putting this on us to say we don't have to be in this mess much longer. But then we can't be apathetic any longer. You can't leave it to the poor to go and strike on your behalf on the N2. You can't leave it to Shura Fourway, you must run for president. Oh gosh, MTS for president. No, Mr. Silliman, Dr. Silliman, is busy doing what he is good at doing. Don't drag him out of there to be your hero. I'm doing what I do. I'm in the fourth estate in the media. I'm not going to run for anything. But you can be a councillor in your neighbourhood and you can attend meetings when they happen to happen in town halls, and you can check in on whether or not the train station near your home is being cleared or is filled up with water, and make sure that the city listens to you. The city answers phone calls not only from Cape Talk, but first and foremost from you. We will get out of this quagmire much quicker if you realize how much of a part of the solution you actually are. I'm out of time, but I want to introduce you to one of our listeners, Jill Langham. Jill is a citizen brilliant to a fault. She exhausts me. Hey, emails every day. I'm cleaning the garden outside the train station near my house. I've sent an email to my councillor once more, and she'll copy us on the emails that she sends to the city. She has so much energy in the way that she's in love with the city. I actually was just saying to my producers, I want her to be a city fave, because I'd like to introduce you to what it looks like to be a citizen. And only when 60 million of us are Jills or MTSs or refuelers in your own field will we get out of this. But I promise you this, we will not just by sending our complaints down the WhatsApp line. So don't get into the doldrums, because it's actually in your hands. It's in our hands, but we need to hold hands together. And I feel very strongly about that.